Today, I want to talk about oral tradition, the way pre-literate societies transmitted knowledge long before writing existed. In these communities, certain individuals, sometimes called griots, bards, or elders, depending on the culture, were trained to memorize and recite long-spoken compositions. These weren't casual stories. They carried the community's laws, genealogies, and collective memory across generations. If a dispute arose over land rights or inheritance, the community didn't consult a written record. They consulted a trained speaker. Now, you might wonder how information could survive accurately without being written down. The answer lies in structure. Oral traditions used repetition, rhythm, and formulaic phrases, patterns that acted as memory aids. Think of it like a spoken encyclopedia. The information was organized in a predictable, retrievable format, just not on paper. This system was remarkably effective. Researchers studying oral compositions across various cultures have found that trained reciters can reproduce thousands of lines with extraordinary precision. The key insight is that oral tradition wasn't an inferior substitute for writing. It was a sophisticated technology in its own right. Next, we'll look at how the arrival of writing systems gradually transformed these oral traditions and, in some cases, displaced them.